Well, hello, people. Hey, I thought we'd go back in time, at least for some of us. You know, I thought we'd go through the marriage vows again. Hopefully, for a lot of you, it'd be the first time. And no, there's nothing wrong with this picture. It suits the topic perfectly. Now, I myself said the wedding vows once, but they won't sound that familiar to me because that was a long time ago. In any case, I was pissed at the time. Now, this is just the traditional vows. There are variations. Anyway, guys, grab hold of something or grit your teeth or bite on a rock. Here we go. I, Tom, insignificant male, take thee, Catherine, the princess, all day, to be my wedded wife. What, she's wedded already? Hey, buddy, that's bigamy. To have and to hold from this day forward. Both of those things are going to be scarce from now on, bud. For better, for worse. Well, it's not going to be better, so it's got to be the second one. For richer, for poorer. Yeah, she's up for the first one, but not the second. In sickness and in health. No, she won't be around very long if you get either of them. To love and to cherish. Well, she won't know what love is, and that cherish is obey, really.
Till death do us part.
Well, until one of you kill the other, I guess.
According to God's holy ordinance.
God's got an ordinance? Guy, he must have a lot of weapons.
And thereto I pledge my faith.
You won't have any of that after a while, buddy, I can tell you. And then the groom places the ring on the femon's finger.
I give you this ring as a symbol of our love.
I bought this very expensive ring that I couldn't afford and I'll never see again. To show you how gullible a man can be.
And with all that I am, and all that I have.
You see, not even the divorce stage, and he's handing all his stuff over already.
I honour you.
That would be obey again.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, there it is, everything but the aliens, I guess. So the man now is completely stitched up in a very brief ceremony. Now, it's kind of funny, really, because in a divorce, you don't have to say anything. And I bet you there's quite a few guys would love to write an essay on what he'd like to say. So anyway, guys, that's the vows of you might want to practice them, getting ready for the day. But of course, you must remember that these vows are for the male, not for the femon at all. I actually got married in top hat and tails, if you can believe it. I believe I got married at 4 p.m. that day. I was drunk by 11 a.m. in the morning. I don't think I sobered up for about a week. Of course, I shouldn't have sobered up at all. Okay, it's all over now, guys. You can relax now.
Did I get you? Hey, did I get you?